us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning and the end. You sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. We kneel humbly before your presence, for your presence, Heavenly Father, radiate upon your people. And so now, Lord God, we pray that your power and your presence reside upon this place, that we would do those things that would be pleasing in your sight as we march towards the kingdom, glorifying and magnifying you. We thank you now, Lord, for our word, for such a time as this. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will move us closer to you. And now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you and entreat us, for truly you are worthy of all praise. In Jesus' name we ask. And in Jesus' name and for our sake, we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Weston, Reverend Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are watching us by internet, and those of you that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Matthew, the 6th chapter and the 33rd verse. And my second topic is Revelation 21 and 1. Matthew 6 and 33, and Revelation 21 and 1. And when you have found it, say amen.
Amen.
Where we find these words, which are recorded, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Revelation 21 and 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Thank you. You may be seated. And there were no more seas. I want to use for a topic this morning, seeking the Lord in a new year. Seeking the Lord in a new year. Today, I chose this particular topic, this particular scripture, because it was a favorite of Ronnie Jones.
Yes.
Deacon Jones was a friend to the church, a resource and a source of business that impacted what we are today, some 21 years. Ronnie was responsible for the portion of land that we presently own in the back, and we were grateful for the fellowship and the friendship that we had and developed over the years. And secondly, Ronnie was, for me, a person that I personally want to honor as we remember him in a new year. And if you have watched me over the last few years, I always preach this sermon in honoring God, but in remembering Ronnie as well. Last Sunday, we began a new year with a word for the church in 2025. I share how we as a people, or how we are to not look back over past relationships. I shared how we are not to look back over past memories, past failures, and past temptations, or anything that might distract us from the upward call of God in Christ. And you notice that's definitive, because it's not out of Christ, it's in Christ. Because the moment you accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you are in Christ. In the sixth chapter of Matthew, Jesus continued his message from chapter 5, which we call the Sermon on the Mount. In these two chapters, Jesus lays the outline concerning the kingdom of God and how we are to gain it. There are many people who try to seek God and gain the kingdom by other methodologies, other processes, and other ways to get to heaven, but there's only one way that we can gain our entrance into heaven, and that is through his Son, who came and paved the way for us to be accepted by the Father. My brothers and sisters, in these two chapters, Jesus laid that outline concerning the kingdom of God and how we are to gain it, and as we gain it, we grow closer and closer to him. He also speaks concerning the fulfillment of the law, the giving of the needy or to the needy. He also spoke about prayer, fasting that we're doing, and treasures in heaven. But that's a conjunction, which says something important is about to be said. In the last verse of chapter 6, Jesus speaks of seeking the kingdom of God. Antioch, we are to seek God's kingdom first before any other pursuits in life. Amen. Jesus said, we are to seek the kingdom first. How do we as individuals, how do we as believers seek this kingdom? How do we seek his kingdom? We seek the kingdom by working to accomplish God's will. The only time we can do that is when we have made the Lord the captive of our destiny, the master of our journey, and the Lord of our lives. The priority here is to focus on the Lord first. Sometime in our life, we focus on other things first in life, and the Lord then becomes secondary. And when the Lord is secondary, he is not the captain of your life. So whatever we put first is a priority in our life, and that's what we gravitate towards. But the priority is to seek the Lord first. My brothers and sisters, as a captain, he is our overseer. as a master, he is a man who is in charge. As Lord, he is someone having power or authority or influence. Antioch, as a captain, the Lord is the overseer of our destiny, for the Lord has an all-seeing eye. He sees and he knows all about us. He is in our business. And it is amazing, because he's in our business, he knows everything about the business that we're trying to do and that we desire to do. He knows our successes, our failures. He knows the intelligences that we have. He knows the absences of intelligence. He knows the ability that we can accomplish in life. And he elevates us because he allows the power of the Holy Spirit to motivate us to do greater things for him. Are you doing great works for the Lord? My brothers and sisters, as a master of our journey, the Lord is in charge. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The Lord is in charge. My brothers and sisters, as Lord, he has the power to influence. He has the power over death, hell, and the grave. He has the power to heal the sick. He has the power to give sight to the blind. And he has the power to raise the dead. That's the God that we serve. Secondly, we are told to seek his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And it is his righteousness, and it is not our own righteousness. He was and is our atonement. He was and is our Redeemer. He was and is our way back to the Father, because the Father said neither is there salvation in any other. He was and is the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. He was and is righteousness. And he never, and he is never to be forgotten. He is never to be forgotten. But there are times in our life when we all are well, and we sometimes forget how blessed we are. But I'm reminded that it is in those times that God has a way of calling to our remembrance who he is. And when we think about that, when the tide turns in our life, when things are not going the way they should, when our jobs are gone, and when the doctor can't help us, when the bank refused to give us a loan, I'm happy with that, because the banks didn't want us to get a loan, and because the bank didn't want to give us a loan. But look what God has done. Because what God was doing was greater than what we can imagine. And what I love about the Lord is that he has the power, the authority to take what little we have and do a lot with it. Aren't you glad God took a little and did a lot? And what I love about the Lord is that he is not through with us yet, because the same God who has blessed us says, I've got something far greater in store for my.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
You know, there is no time, no state where God is absent. His power is always present. Oh, yeah.